Laurie Ann Dunn from Springfield Little Theater is here to talk about their crowdfunding campaign for this is only going on in the month of February.
Yes.
It's called The Bigger Picture, and you're trying to raise a bunch of money for the new education facility over there on Florence Street.
We are. Yeah, February is a big month for us this month, so we've set a big goal of $120,000, and $120,000 is the number chosen because that amount would retire the debt on the purchase of the education facility, which is named the Judith Inyart Reynolds School of the Performing Arts for Springfield Little Theater.
Right.
Yes. But the campaign itself is a really fun, tangible way to leave something lasting right there at the Judy, as we're now lovingly calling the building.
Yeah, right.
The bigger picture. So what you do is for just $10, you purchase a pixel, you submit a picture to an online platform, and then your picture goes into the bigger picture, which is Richard Lewis's painting of the building. So it's an artist rendering of the Judy that's just really bright and
really
colorful.
But you're going to make a mosaic out of that, basically.
Yes, it'll be a mosaic. And so the mosaic will live two places. It'll live on a website where you'll see those pictures that will pop in and out, the smaller pictures, and you have the opportunity to caption those. And then we're going to produce it on a very large scale.
I was
going to
ask, how large scale is it going to be in real life?
Well, I'm not really good at sizes, but there's a giant wall in the front room of the school building,
mm-hmm.
and that's the wall that we're going to put it on. So we're going to make it fill up that wall. So you'll definitely be able to see the pictures within the bigger picture of the mosaic.
But when you stand way back, you'll see the overall
see the
painting
building.
Of the school building.
Yeah, and it's really great. The idea for the campaign came about really in a brainstorming session on a group of parents who had been pulled together with a focus of education capital fundraising. Mm. And that was under the leadership of our immediate past president, Jeff Hammock. And one of the parents who has a marketing background, her name's Laura Sutherland, she had several ideas, but one of the ones that we really hooked into was the bigger picture, and really talking about how Springfield Little Theater is part of the bigger picture for the community, and all of the ways that that is so, and then turning that back around on its head, how SLT and how education at SLT and how arts education in general plays into the bigger picture in the life of anyone who participates in it.
Well, as the education director at Little Theater, you've been involved for many years in that aspect of what LT represents here in the Springfield area and what the company does. And you were having to try to do the educational aspects of your mission from space that wasn't necessarily designed for that.
Yeah, well, we had definitely outgrown the space.
At any rate, yeah.
We had such a robust amount of activities and offerings and events that we definitely outgrew the third and fourth floor at the Landers. And so the old McDaniel School building really is the perfect fit for us. It has just been a dream come true. And to think that we've only been there a year and a half, and it really does feel like home.
It's only been there a year and a half, and if you can raise your $120,000, you can retire the debt on it. That's one of the most remarkable things, is that you're going to retire the debt on it in such a rapid amount of time.
It would be remarkable.
Yeah.
So that would retire the debt on the purchase of the building. Then we have, after that, $130,000 in accessibility upgrades that are necessary to complete before the start of this school year,
right,
August 2020.
Oh, okay.
Because our big news recently is that we've entered into a partnership with Springfield Public Schools,
right,
to be able to offer a choice offering, an Academy of Fine and Performing Arts for district fifth graders, similar to the model of WOLF and Academy of Exploration. So there'll be a third fifth grade offering in an Academy of Fine and Performing Arts housed at our facility. So those applications will open up here in about another week, and those will be accepted through the beginning of March, and then there'll be a lottery process like there are for the other choice programs in the district.
But being an old building, it has required renovation already, and it requires further renovation to bring it up to what you might call code for access and things like that. So that you'll get, that's a bridge you'll cross when you come to it. But right now you'd like to retire the debt on the building, and you've already raised what, $6,000 just in the past few days since this just started February 1st.
Yes. It's been really fun. It's been fun to see people submit photos from favorite memories of Springfield Little Theater, from favorite shows they've been in, or in honor of the people who have invested in the lives of their children, you know, but really it's,
that's,
we want
600
it to
pictures
go
right
broader
there
than just the people who are involved. And mm-hmm. We'd really like to invite anyone who sees the value in arts education, who sees that the people that they want to employ are some of these kids who may not choose a path in the arts for a career, but who are receiving valuable skill sets such as discipline and work ethic and the ability to work well with others, creativity and problem solving, and then the experiences that SLT is offering back to the community. So, you know, even if you're not an arts person, yeah, if you're a business person, you can surely see the value of some of that training that those young people are receiving through these programs.
And I was saying that that means you've already had 600 pictures uploaded at $10 a throw.
Yeah, and in a way, yes.
Yeah, some of them are...
We've had actually about 1,600 come in through the platform, and then the additional funds have been donations from businesses.
Well, this is it's called the bigger picture, and it's a great idea to get the public involved in helping to pay off the debt at the Judy, the Judith Enyart Reynolds School of the Performing Arts that Springfield Little Theater occupies now, the old McDaniel School building at 237 South Florence, kind of over there near National and St. Louis Street, kind of hidden back there on Florence Avenue. But you all have been using it extensively since you first occupied it, and
We have, yes. It houses a 60-seat black box theater and then 140-seat flexible performance space, and then in addition to all the classrooms and rehearsal spaces. We also just acquired about 5 of the private instrumental teachers from Hoover Music, and so we've been able to expand the activities in the building now to include band instrument instruction and woodwinds and piano and composition. So it really is just a thriving space for artists and the arts.
Well, if you'd like to get involved in this bigger picture, the goal is to raise $120,000 this month before the end of February to cover the remaining debt acquired from purchasing this new facility, education facility for Little Theater. You can pay $10 to upload a photograph of your choice to which will be part of a huge mosaic that will make up a larger image of the Judith Enyart Reynolds School building. And the artist who's doing that again is...
Well, I had commissioned Richard Lewis a year and a half ago to do the painting.
Okay.
And then we actually purchased the services through an online platform to do this mosaic project.
But you can be a part of this for just $10 and have a photo to upload to springfieldlittletheater.org/thebiggerpicture. Or you can call LT at 869-3869. Who should they talk to?
You can talk to any of us.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, we actually have a new director of sales. Her name is Becky Overend. Or you could talk to our marketing director, Megan Buttfinder, of course, over at the school. You can call, and I'd be happy to give anyone a tour of the facility who hasn't had the opportunity to be there yet.
But It's a great idea, and hopefully you'll hit that goal. And then you have yet another fundraising goal to do before the end of the summer. So
I hope so, too.
Right.
Yeah. We have a pretty fun little quirky event coming up on Wednesday, February 12th. It's called Behind the Curtain, and it will put our executive director, Beth Doman, and technical directors, Chuck Rogers and Jamie Bauer and myself on the stage.
Right.
And it will be opened up for questions from the audience. So we'll share some behind the scenes, never before heard stories from our history with Springfield Little Theater and at the Landers.
Some people may wish they'd never hear them again after this too, you know, or that they don't get told again after this. But
right.
That'll be on the 12th at what time?
7 o'clock, and it's free to the public.
And that is at
the Landers.
At the Landers,
Theater.
311 East Walnut. Speaking of which, I want to mention quickly that the multiple Tony-winning Broadway classic Hello, Dolly! Opens a three-weekend run at Springfield Little Theater, starting tonight, running through February 23rd with Kim Crosby playing Dolly Levi.
We're so excited. I can't wait. You know, I've only even peeked into a couple minutes of the rehearsal process. It's under the direction of Cheryl Miller.
Right.
And I can't wait to see the show in its entirety. And, you know, when Kim opens her mouth to sing, you're just so drawn in. You're entranced. So can't wait to see it come to life fully.
Cheryl was here last week talking about the huge cast that has been assembled for this, and performances are starting tonight. They'll run Thursdays through Saturdays, actually, at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. And there's a single Saturday matinee on February 22nd, right before the end of the run. That's also at 2 p.m. Tickets $20 to $32. In addition to that, is a $3 per ticket processing fee. And they're available at the Landers box office, 869-1334, or at springfieldlittletheater.org. But if you go to Little Theater's website and go to the bigger picture, you can find out how to upload a photograph that will be included in this huge mosaic that represents Richard Lewis's painting, or will represent Richard Lewis's painting of the Judith Enyart Reynolds School of the Performing Arts. And they're trying to raise $120,000 before the end of February, $10 at a time, with these photos to cover to retire the debt that they acquired purchasing this building for their education facility. So again, springfieldlittletheater.org/thebiggerpicture, and you can upload a photo for $10. For information, call 869-3869. All right. Anything else we need to mention right now?
Well, you know how we are.
I know. Yeah, I know. I thought I'd open the door anyway, but that's all right. We'll finish up with that, I guess. Lorianne Dunn, who is the education director at Springfield Little Theater, thanks for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you so much, Randy.